We are on the thinnest of ice when it comes to COVID and all sport as well, it must be said, in this country, particularly at the moment, our footy codes are front of mind. So the AFL's walking the tightrope, Kingy. They are determined to hold firm on no hubs, certainly no stand down, and instead they're going to run the gauntlet of border exemption. So I think it'd be fair to say if you're a player, a coach or an official at a club at the moment, your bags are packed. And they're waiting by the front door. The old go bag is ready to go.
The go bag, you've got to have a spare kit ready to roll. Look, it's just a fascinating situation, isn't it? We were talking the other night, who does it advantage? Does it advantage one team over another? I mean, if you talk about the interstate teams, clearly we're talking about pulling them into Melbourne, pulling all teams and running the competition in a shortened space of time here, if we get held up, which you think would be the case. It looks almost inevitable that we're going to have a setback over the next couple of weeks somewhere, aren't we?
Well, the National Cabinet met last night. Gill told the players not too long ago in a personal video that was sent out to the playing fraternity that hubs were a last resort. So far, he's been able to stay true to his word. And just before we move on to round 16, which was locked in only a couple of days ago, but is now half of it's in limbo already. We are week to week at the moment. This was Gil McLachlan yesterday speaking to the TV networks.
You know, we know we can do hubs, frenzies, all of those different things. But at the moment, I don't think that's where we're at.
So that was Gil McLachlan yesterday maintaining that hubs, yeah, the cost.
The cost is a killer, isn't it? I mean, they're talking about the charter flights from Perth, $100,000. So you sort of...
And they all have to be charter flights at the moment because we've had a couple of near misses, a couple of really fortunate near misses that only luck meant that the players wouldn't have to go into isolation. We've had players like Port Adelaide were on a commercial flight with some fans that were in an area of the MCG earlier in the season where there was a positive case. So it's just got to be fully chartered at the moment. And of course, that comes at a heavy cost. So we'll go through round 16 quickly here. So Gold Coast and Richmond at Metricon, that's the Thursday night game. At the moment, there's no reason that game doesn't go ahead there. I don't think they've had a transmission on the COVID case on the Gold Coast since April. Adelaide and Brisbane at the Adelaide Oval. Now, Brisbane, this is a tricky one. So Brisbane are going to have to follow the protocols that Collingwood, Geelong and Sydney have done. They might have to come down to Melbourne, do their 60 hours of isolation in Melbourne and then go to Adelaide, you know, waste time at the cricket nets, do the test, the whole bit. Fremantle and Carlton at Optus is probably the toughest one of them all, though. So ticket sales are frozen over there. The Dockers are in quarantine at the moment, having returned from Marvel Stadium. Now, that is said to be 14 days, Kingy, but there's an understanding there that will stop as soon as the border comes down. Now, that's expected to be tomorrow, to be Wednesday.
It was expected to be tomorrow.
It was.
I think the sausage gossage put something up last night.
That's now no longer the case.
No longer the case.
And that government is trigger happy, as we know. I'm not saying it's good or bad, but they do jump quick. So they have an exemption to train and play at the moment, at least the Dockers. So they can get out of their home to train, but otherwise they're locked down over there after returning from Melbourne. They do want that game to be at home, Fremantle, even if there is no fans at the game, given they're contending for a place in the finals. So there's a big difference between playing the Blues over there and obviously having to come back into Melbourne, given they're in the finals hunt.
The Sausage tweeted last night at about 11 o'clock, a full four-day lockdown from midnight for WA.
Right.
So that changes everything.
Yeah, that probably does. But it's tied to the border and it opening up. But yeah, I think Fremantle are going to have to stay in lockdown, as you say, for the time being. The other six games are all in Melbourne and Geelong, including Sydney and West Coast, which will be held down at GMHBA Stadium. So we hold our breath on all that at the moment, Kingy, and day is a long time in football at the moment.
So if it comes down to costs, which we all think it is at the moment, isn't it? How long do we wait? Would you be comfortable? I just asked a question. Would the fans be comfortable? It's not your game. It's the fans' game. We should ask the people that are listening. Would you be comfortable if we squeezed the season and had the last six rounds in 4 weeks and sacked the pre-finals bye and just kept rolling? Get everyone here and just keep going. And if your grand final is August 10 or August 31st or September 1st or whatever date it falls on, would it worry you?
Well, can we condense the season as dramatically as we did last year with the frenzy and everything now that we're back to full-length games?
Well, you can adjust that. I don't think that's a major concession, is it? Adjust
the length of games on the run.
The whole season's being adjusted on the run. Well, I mean, why would you be digging your heels in about the length of quarters?
Really? Would you be comfortable after 16 rounds to then cut the length of matches?
If we got to the drastic situation.
But it has to be pretty drastic.
Hang on. We're also conceding that teams are not playing at home venues. We're probably not playing in front of crowds. We're probably not. We're not doing a lot of things. And you're worried about 4 minutes a quarter.
Yeah, I think that's an absolute last resort. I think when you've set the template on the season to change something as significant as that and take 16 minutes at least off a game.
But you can't play.
It changes everything.
You can't play six games in 4 weeks if you're playing the full.
That's my point.
135.
That's
minutes.
My point. Hopefully it doesn't.
So you change it. You just make that change, don't you? You just make it.
Well, if you have to, but I think that's a few steps down the track, isn't it? First, I would have thought. I would not like that.
If you bring
him
into some sort of frenzy type. Finish to the season, 16-minute quarters are in.
Mm.
That's a given. And then maybe for the finals, you go back to 20s.